years.
Snap.
Beautiful. This podcast has been rated mature for strong language by a few of us, myself in particular. Anyone under the age of 17, just make sure you ask your parents, or if you're the bad kid, just go ahead and watch it or listen. Enjoy the show.
Oh, here we go. It's great. Now I got a
picture. Actually, this is got some of the stuff. I was going to talk it out anyway. Screw it, I'm just going to leave it up.
All right, cool. 10.
Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image.
If you want to, Jerry, we can dance. Yeah. We're on the long shot right now. We could do. We could dance because it's party time. Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Jared, happy Wednesday, brother.
Happy Wednesday.
How are you, man?
Doing great.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the stream team, episode 2 on Twitch. Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody, and all that fun stuff. But Jared, dude, long time no see. Happy to have you over.
Hell yeah,
happy that the roads are clear enough for you to come over.
Yeah.
Had some sun out, though. Really excited about that.
Yeah, I haven't moved my car since like we had a week of on and off snow. So like I still yeah. had stuff on my car. I had to come over here.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Good record.
But for those that don't know, the stream team, we talk about everything streaming, everything gaming, music, anything that you could get on a phone or a TV or some type of device, we talk about it. Ain't that right, Jared?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and today we are talking about what's coming out this week in streaming, and of course it is, oh, wow, it's the first week, obviously, so we got a lot going on first week of February. We got a lot of things coming out in HBO Max, Fletnix,
yep.
And all that fun stuff, so we'll be getting to that here very, very shortly.
Very HBO Max heavy this week.
Oh, extremely. And yeah, and don't mean to play them as the favorite, but they keep, like I told you, they just keep sending me emails.
Yeah, they keep paying us for sponsorships. Oh, wait, we weren't supposed to say that.
Yeah, no, we'll take it. No, we'll definitely take it. I like the colors. It is pretty.
I do like their interface pretty
good. Yeah.
You know, like, them and Netflix have a really smooth interface. I was just thinking about Hulu sucks. Hulu's UI sucks.
So it's actually kind of funny that you say that. Hulu and Disney are very much, I mean, they're the same. They're part of a bundle.
Disney's also sucks.
Yeah, they just like, it's like Disney just threw up onto a onto a web page.
Yeah.
You know, and
like just be uniform. Everybody go off the Netflix designer, the HBO Max designers.
Yeah, well, one of the things that...
It's confusing jumping back and forth, too.
Yeah, and HBO hasn't even been in the game that long, but what I like about what they do is that they categorize things so damn well, you know?
That has to be, like, something you prioritize as a company. It should be.
Yeah.
Like quirky, weird categories.
Yes.
You look that shit up. I do.
Yeah.
I don't know, movies about a serial killer on a train. It's like, oh, what are all these?
It's there.
So many.
They got them all. Yeah. Like, who would have thought there'd be 13 of these? Yeah. Right. But, like, yeah, they knew what they were doing. Like, they, well, I remember when they first did it was Halloween, and they had most wearable costumes.
That was brilliant.
And, like, you know, a couple others, but that was, like, the one that definitely stood out the most. Like, oh, they maybe made this playlist for this right here. You know what I mean? Like, they did Halloween for this right here. You know, this one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I really appreciate them for that. Yeah.
Right, I agree.
It's like you actually feel like you're getting your money's worth.
Yes.
But, of course, we're not here to toot the horn of HBO too much. They got enough money, and, well, it was nice enough for them to do in the whole thing with the Chappelle Show. But, of course, we are talking about everything streaming and... So before we get into it, Jared, because of course I'm just, you know, life, obviously we have lives, we have jobs and things like that we try to like do, okay, outside of this. And where I'm going with this, guys, is that I'm going to be hopefully we can get this in the first try. We're gonna get the clip of the segment of me getting the live feed. Oh my God, I'm gonna be doing this. Oh, it's in my head. Okay, so just so everyone knows, I can hear everything. Jared cannot. So the song is gonna be in my head, but you can only hear me sing.
Oh, great.
So that's good. That's why I'm going out with that. So everyone else at home could hear, hopefully, clear as day. I hope to God it's working. I hope it's working right now. It'd be nice if someone could message us in the chat. That'd be cool. Anyway, before we go any further, do you have anything that you like to say outside of the show? Something you'd like to bring in? I don't know. We were talking earlier. I said I got a flat tire today. That sucked. We both drink kombucha now.
Trying to get that gut health going.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really a big nice deal.
Just because, I mean, what's the point of like sugary drinks and stuff? I might as well, if I'm going to drink something, I might as well try to help myself.
First off, kombucha got sugar in it.
Right, oh yeah.
It's that good sugar.
Right, yeah, but yeah. It's not like drinking a Coke. Like, it's going to be like, it's going to help instead of eat away at the inside of my stomach lining.
No, you're right. I will say this though. This light beer is a nice change of pace.
It definitely is. This is, I think, in the, like, I don't know, however long we've been doing this, this is the first time I've brought just like a light domestic beer.
It is. No, it because, definitely is.
Yeah. And it's just like, I just saw it and I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling bougie this week. I don't want anything special. I just want like a regular beer.
If I could say anything, this is without a doubt the most chuggable beer that you've bought or brought here.
Oh yeah.
Without
and of all domestics, I think, like light domestics, I think Coors is like one of the easier ones. Like,
yeah.
I'm not like, obviously not like Natty is like up there too, but I think it's my favorite taste.
Right.
But
yeah, a lot
of people love Bud Light. I'm just I can go either way.
You know, if you put them in front of me, I could tell the difference, but...
Yeah, but if you're... Yeah, right. If you don't have any... If you only have one, you're not going to...
Yeah, it's not Coke or Pepsi or Big K or RC Cola or...
Or whatever the hell SodaStream...
Yeah, or... that's very, very close to Pepsi, though.
You think?
I would say between Pepsi and...
It's
like,
closer to Pepsi.
Well, Pepsi slash, like, a store brand.
Yeah.
You know, where they pump the sugar in there.
Right.
That's the thing. I have those syrups, you know, like the additives, you know what I mean? Like the cola additive. I have no idea how much sugar is in that thing.
Me neither.
They say it's better.
And I got the diet one time, and it's just more watery.
Dude, yeah. Well, let's see.
And you get less. So.
Like, yeah. No thanks. Okay.
But yeah, that's about all. Other than that, speaking of soda and stuff, mm-hmm. Went to the dentist.
Oh.
I'm good to go.
Ooh. So. Okay.
Now. So that's my big highlight.
There we go. Hey, you know, in a pandemic, cleaning. What else can you do?
Right, yep.
Other than enjoy stuff on the stream and the stream team.
You know it.
Without further ado, this is our segment where we're going to break down all of our all of the shows and everything else coming to streaming this week. This is called WTF, Jared. What's the frequency, Jared? Can ya please tell me what's on? Yeah, I did. See, I'll tell you right now. I didn't think I could get that out, and I got that timing perfectly. Like I said, I hope to God they're hearing it.
Or just an echo.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I'll take that too. Whatever. But yeah, WTF, Jared? What's on? What we got going on?
Stuff for HBO Max this week is, as we can see here, new episodes of Selena and the Chef.
Yeah, you know, I like everybody throwing out their new cooking shows and stuff.
Celebrities who can't like work right now, they're just like cooking show.
Yeah, hey, I was on Disney. Yeah. I was in that
music career's not doing so great right now.
Spring Breakers. Yeah. But dude,
she's good. I mean, I like
I will say this. I saw the preview for one of these, and it had, oh my gosh, I just had his name and I lost him. Blonde hair.
Guy he was Harry?
No. God, that's great. No.
Ramsey?
No. He was on TLC from the Take Home Chef. Oh my gosh.
I don't
click
want
on it. Let's see.
Any cooking shows?
Let's see right now. I forgot his name, and we got the ability. We have the technology.
So let's see who we got.
I think his name's Alex. Hold on here. He's on there. I know he is.
So there's season two.
Yeah, definitely season two. Oh my gosh, I'm so silly. Not even close. Not Alex. Curtis Stone. That's the very first one. Curtis Stone was the take-home chef on TLC, and let me tell you, when I was part of the family living at the house, okay, we would come home, have our meal my mom made, and then it would be take-home chef. We'd watch really? Take-home. We would watch take-home chef on the little ass TV in our kitchen, loved it. Dude, Curtis Stone's the man.
That's cool, man. I've never watched like any cooking shows.
Really?
Like any, and I need to.
Like, well, this is the thing. It wasn't like this. Okay, how Selena has it set up. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Curtis Stone would kind of do this. He would kind of do like a oh my gosh, a MILF hunter, like Spec Ops. But of course, it's fucking TLC. Like that's how I see it. You know what I mean? Like I'm a kid that just got the internet. I'm like, oh man, he's basically like a MILF hunter, you know. But no, anyway, so he would go around and basically find people grocery shopping, and he's like, hey, you're grocery shopping, and then they're like, yeah, and like, you know, like he's a very attractive guy, you know what I mean? So they're like, why are you talk? What do you want?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm a chef. This is my crew, you know. What if I buy these groceries for you and make you a meal?
Exactly like MILF hunter.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yes. But he'd make the dish for him and for her and not him. He would make it for the person and their significant other. Let me say that right. Like, yeah, he'd just fucking make this food and like then that was it. I guess that's what we knew. But no, like no, I'm kidding. He would take him home and then like make this food with him and an amazing dish. Like he would be like, "All right, well, what do you got so far?" And he would work with what they have in the buggy, you know, like he would do crazy, talented, dumb shit like that. So I'll watch at least that episode. Yeah, I know, right. I know Curtis Stone definitely is
knows what he's doing.
Qualified. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. But,
there's another, cooking show on here too. That's been like, you know how they really shove it down your face.
Or yeah.
Like a Hulu one. I don't know. There's been so many lately, like,
oh my god! Well, that and then I binge watched the hell out of what's the
British Bake Off?
Well, yeah, that, but the John Favreau one.
Oh, Chef.
Chef, yeah, that was good. But then I kept seeing like his friend in like everything because he was also in this other show that was like not an Asian cuisine show, but the main character was the main chef. He was like, you know, obviously trying to tell a story, but it was about how Chinese cuisine or his type of, Chinese Asian cuisine basically was better than, you know, just General Tso's. Like he was just like, yeah, hey, people don't try new food enough. And that was this show. But that dude kept popping up, you know, the counterpart of John Favreau. But
I get that. That statement means a lot to me because General Tso's all day, baby.
Oh, dude, same. No, so dude, good. General Tso's or chicken lo mein.
Yeah.
I love chicken lo mein. Yeah.
Yeah, I get General Tso's and then another thing of lo mein because I need it together.
Well, yeah, so this is what's funny, though. If you go to Mad Noodle in Pittsburgh and you do Uber Eats, there is no General Tso chicken. It's General Tso's tofu. But there is a General Tao. T-A-O.
Yeah.
And it's the same fucking thing. Don't know why. Don't know. I don't know.
Huh.
I'm just telling you that's what I order, and I get it, and it's General Tso's.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, yeah, Mad Noodle.
Mad Noodle
down in down South Side.
Nice.
Yeah, just literally down the bottom of the hill.
It's hard to find a good, good General Tso's.
Sometimes. It's solid.
Yeah,
it's all. Well, yeah, there's one that, yeah, dude, there's definitely a place that's messed it up. Hell, at the old apartment, Courtney and I got a meal there, or meal at this one, you know, Chinese place, and yeah, it's so hot. Oh, so hot. Too much. Don't want none of that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was sweet and spicy, but it was just spicy.
Oh, I'll take it.
Very.
I just want a good quality chicken, is the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's...
Like, that's some, like, because you'll see the, like, Asia 1 restaurants are, like, right. Kicking around, and it's like...
Yeah.
Well, you're the only one that's open, and I really want General Tso's. But...
Right. No, no, I totally get that, dude. But, so, other than Celine and the Chef, I have seen previews for Search Party, and it's funny.
I was trying to figure out what that was.
Yeah, so Search Party, actually, we'll check it out here. We'll click on it here right now. So what it is, it's already, like, yeah, 4 seasons, but when it's an HBO show, clearly, when HBO Max first came out, they were promoting the hell out of this, and I was like, oh, this is one of the new shows coming out, sweet, yeah. And it got revamped with HBO Max.
I see, because there was another show like that where it was like, it was like an Italian like gang show,
uh-huh.
But it previewed in 2014. But it's like, here, this is new.
Yeah. What? Right. Well, yeah. So there was 2 seasons, and then there was a 3rd season. Now the 3rd and 4th, I could be wrong, but I believe a 3rd season came out on the release of HBO Max, and now there's a 4th season. Because it's been almost a year.
Yeah.
For HBO Max, so
they
like.
Cannot find this fucking guy.
Yeah. Well, no. So this is the thing. Yeah. I don't know what happens in the first 3 seasons because, Search Party, they were looking for the murderer of their friend.
Oh, the murderer. Okay.
Yeah, the first three. And
Search Party implies that they're looking for the friend.
Well, so season 4 though they are, the one on the right with the head tilted back. That's the main character. She gets kidnapped. And basically is held hostage, and the dude is very obsessive over her. But he's like, you know, he's very, very gay and prissy, and like, you know, like, oh man, like I'm gonna make a doll out of you, so I'm gonna cut your hair. That's why your hair is short. You know what I mean? Like he's that, like he's really, really strange.
Like what's Stephen King, Misery.
Yeah.
Like that kind of like, yeah. Obsessive, like weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Feeds her, leaves her in a room, ties her up, or whatever. Yeah, it's pretty. But of course it's a comedy. You know, that's the thing. That's
which is.
Well, yeah, because all of her friends are like, they're like good together, but they're incompetent by themselves.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I'm. It's terrible. I've never watched the show, but that's kind of what I've got from all the commercials and stuff like that. Nice. But yeah, Search Party looks great.
Yeah, I would like to give that a shot. I gotta remember this. I gotta go back and listen to this episode later.
Yeah, and of course I love that actress that is the main character.
I was trying to figure out.
She was in Arrested Development. She was the cousin of. It was one of the things that I watched when Netflix first came out, or like when Netflix first got big as a streaming service.
Like, they're like, look at this shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. This got taken off TV and it's on here. Yeah, it's literally the same dealio though. But yeah, Search Party looks tight. Well, of course, HBO Max, man, we can go all day on that. There's such a plethora of everything, dude. Like, even though this ain't a sports show, I will talk about the Tiger Show, this docuseries forever. You got to watch it.
Nice, that's cool.
Because it's just like, you know, there's a point in time where I'm like, you and I were athletes at one point in time. All right, like, yeah, like we did different things. Whatever,
like,
huh?
You can understand, like.
Yeah, well, but we knew about Tiger, but you know, you and I were definitely outsiders looking in. We didn't watch it, okay? But when you look at it, like through that lens of the docuseries, it's incredible. You're just like, oh my god, this guy was like Babe Ruth. You know, this guy was Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, he was.
Because it's golf that like no you.
You never.
You knew about him, but you didn't know why.
Yeah,
it's like you knew, if you didn't watch boxing, you knew about fucking Tyson. Like you knew
exactly. About, yeah.
The greats, but.
Well, yeah, like you with Tiger, you know, you saw the highlights on ESPN if you were watching it, you know,
you
and
have
that's
nothing to compare it to.
No,
you get to see how shitty everybody else did.
No, yeah, you don't see any of that.
Yeah.
You see probably a not top 10, and that's on Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But other than that, yeah, you just see Tiger dominating.
Crazy.
You see other people competing, and you just see Tiger. Dominating,
just,
and
second place.
Well, and there was a point in time where it was just Tiger, and nobody else. And but
consistently good.
But on top of that, the angle that they use on how he was developed as, you know, as a kid, as a young adult, you know, by his mom and dad, extremely strict household. It was just incredible how, I mean, it's amazing that he made it out the way he is now. You know, even though he had his funk, you know, everybody has that moment, and it's and it's different for everybody. But yeah, you know, yeah, I'm going to have another Coors Light. I'm going to have another. Give me that. Oh, yeah. Oh. I'll let that sit, though, because it...
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I thought maybe...
No, no, no. It's all good. It definitely worked out for the best. Definitely worked out for the best. Oh, but yeah. So that was... obviously, we were talking about shows right there, but...
Yeah, so also we got those apparently, like, new to... It's not necessarily new, but new to HBO Max. We got Ocean's 8. Which
okay.
I never actually caught that one. I didn't hear great things about it. That's the all women one.
Oh yeah, yeah. I watched it during the time that I had the movie pass. Do you remember how I told you about the movie pass?
Yeah.
Dude, what a time that was. It was like $10 a month, and you could watch a movie a day, or something like that. Yeah, yeah. It was one movie a day. Yeah, you just couldn't watch the same movie twice. No. It was either a day or a week. Yeah. No, it was a day. Yeah, because I definitely watched four movies in a week. Like, I went crazy. Because it was right out of the time that I left doing door-to-door. So there was, like, a pinnacle time of where I wasn't really working, and it was before I got into Ubering.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, I got time to burn, you know? And, yeah. Dude, it was insane. Oh, movie pass. But, God. Where was I going at with this? Oh.
Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8, yeah. Thank you so very much. That was one of the movies that I watched. And, yeah, I thought it was a good movie. Well, I thought it was okay. I liked every actress in the movie. I just don't like those types of films.
I get it, yeah.
Because I tried watching Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12, and I think Ocean's 13. I think they've done that.
They did, yeah. They
okay,
did.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, it's the timing that they came out. I watched the Ocean's 11 and 12 and whatever, whenever they came out. My mom loved them.
Oh, really?
They were just on TV, and they would just be on, like, TV.
They're always on TV. I bet they're on right now.
Yeah,
right. That one's on right now.
So, like I remember watching them a lot just because of that, and just the star-studded, like you said. Like, every one of every like, front to back, every one of them.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Bernie Mac,
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Julia Roberts, I think.
Yeah. No. You're thinking of Sandra Bullock.
Yes, that's the one. That's
Catherine Zeta-Jones. No. No.
But yeah, speaking of I just saw that Ocean's 11 is leaving Netflix at the end of the month.
Oh.
So, end of February, Ocean's 11's gone. So,
well, there's
get in while you can, folks.
Yeah, but there's a lot of moving around, you know.
It's going to get put onto something else.
Yeah, in the end, as long as you have, like, the big three or four, you'll be fine. Like, nothing against Apple, you know, Apple streaming, but...
Going hard on exclusives.
Well, yeah, well, it's because I think the lack of... unexclusives, you know, like the
what do they have?
Who are they going to pick up? You know, like they can't pick up like a Trailer Park Boys, something that is independent, that it like is sitting by itself. Like they couldn't even pick up Andy Milonakis if they wanted to. Because he'd be associated with MTV.
Trailer Park Boys is a good example because it was on a different network for the longest time, and Netflix picked it up. And then that was, like, the first time I ever saw that.
Well, and that's another thing. It was a Canadian network.
Yeah.
Like, America's, like, tight. It's mine.
Tight grip on our entertainment.
Yeah, like, the only reason why The Office kind of did the thing that it did is because of the monster that NBC was. I see NBC like how AT&T was when they got into the cellular game. Because you had a singular wireless phone. Ain't that right? That little guy.
Yeah.
All right. And the most wild thing was that my parents had AT&T, and then like like the moment I realized it, okay, like a week later, Singular Wireless was like saying like, oh yeah, hey, like we bought AT&T, and like then I was like, what's that? You know, like what's going on? And like I realized that AT&T was this massive fucking, you know, big deal, and like Singular was like, you know, definitely cell phone heavy. You know what I mean?
They were popular. I mean, right. That's a name you don't hear anymore, but at the time they were pretty popular.
Yeah.
Go phones were cheap because that was the easiest way to get a quick phone. That's what mine was.
Pay yeah.
By the minute or whatever, and no plans.
It's yeah.
No contracts.
Simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
But where I'm going with this is that similar situation with Netflix. You know, monthly. The whole point of why AT&T let that happen is that, oh, we have so many assets that we could eventually take over Singular Wireless, okay? Not necessarily saying with NBC trying to take over Netflix, but they're like, oh, we're giving them easily our biggest cash cow. If we can make money off Netflix, we're going to take our show that's ours with our rights and make our own streaming service, yeah. So, like Peacock. You know what I mean? And that's where I was getting at with that. You know, like it's like we're going to watch. We're going to see what it could do. We're going to see how many people will like the show. Yeah. And then we're going to take it away from you.
I can't wait to see. Well, I don't know. Because you're right. The Office is like their fucking people are like it's a religion for people.
Oh, it is. Like it is.
Like I love it as much as the next guy. But some people are like about it. Like that's all.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I heard it on I was listening to a sports podcast today, and someone brought like one of the guests came on and made a comment about it.
Yeah,
you know, but it was because Michael Scott, you know, like he made a dumbass. It was funny because actually it's such a pop culture phenomenon that I knew exactly what the fuck he was talking about. Okay, sports situation, new Philadelphia head coach. Okay. New coach in Philadelphia, okay? And it was a Zoom call of, like, his first interview, okay, as the head coach. And the shit he was saying was cringeworthy, all right? And where I'm going at with this is that it was the scene where Michael Scott was just like, oh, yeah, sometimes I just start talking. I don't know where I'm going. You know what I mean? And, like, and then, like, he just keeps talking. You know what I mean? And the whole point is just stop talking. That's exactly what that guy fucking did. But it's because
everybody knows him kind of thing. Like,
yeah, he's a catalyst. I don't know. Yeah.
As soon as you say that, you know exactly what kind of person you're
pulverizing. Yeah. Such a pulverizing figure. I think that's the word. Polarizing. Thank you very much.
Gotcha. I thought that might be where you were going.
That's where I was going. Okay, yeah. I'll just start a polarizing. Gotcha. Polarizing.
Jackson Pollock.
No, but yeah, and they had something so powerful that they could take it away, and then they made their own streaming service around it.
I hope it bites him in the ass.
I hope it does too, because I really don't like Peacock. I don't. Peacock. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Fuck Peacock.
All things streaming, but fuck Peacock.
Yeah, but fuck Peacock. No, we don't watch that shit. Like,
your ad's out of here.
Well,
I don't care about if you're free.
Well, can you even watch The Office for free? I haven't even gave it the chance to try.
I mean, you could.
I don't even care.
Yeah, right. Or, like, I don't know. DVDs are cheap now.
Yeah, you know what? I'll watch NBC on my antenna.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
Yeah. I'll set up my DVD recorder. And wait every night for whatever it comes on.
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't give a shit. I'll plug it. You know what? No. I'll double down. I'll get my screen capture. Okay, my capture card. Okay, and I'll plug that into my freaking TV, and then I'll do it that way.
Yeah, I'm sit and wait for the.
Don't even need a DVD. It's gonna digital download that shit.
Yeah,
I'm not. I'm just gonna skip the whole.
That's something that I've considered is if like. If I know one of my favorite shows is leaving Netflix, can I just go on there and download the fuck out of everything and like just
actually, yeah, dude. Disc? The more we talk, I think that's gonna get us kicked off. But actually, yeah, what you could do is connect your Fire Stick into your capture card And then bing, bang, boom. You could literally stream everything at any time. And then as long as you have terabytes of memory, you could just do whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
I don't know.
I think that's how it's all on the Kodi.
Yeah, right.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Well,
man,
downloaded
wow.
Their different versions of it and stuff, yeah, but I don't know.
But we don't, though, because we do everything legally here at the stream team.
You think I am so fucking lazy? Do you think
no, dude, yeah, no.
I would put in the effort?
Once I heard it took steps, and you like, when they say jailbreak, I'm like, nah, dude, nah.
Dude.
How much does it cost a month? Like,
I did it once. And I was
how
like,
much?
That was like back in like 2012 when it first happened. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, never again.
Well, it's all the rage. You know what I mean? Like, you're, dude, yeah.
Doing it.
2012. Think about it. Like, we were totally different people then. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're taking that risk. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'll get another one.
College kid. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Didn't give a shit.
For all these services.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Like, I was using. That, yeah, dude. It was like once I was able to get someone's account on my Xbox 360, it was game over. It's like, yeah, dude. Hey, you want to load up? I got it downloaded. Just log in.
Yeah.
You know? Right. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm going to put a account down. Put it down as Jerry. Who the hell's Jerry? But, okay. Sorry. We're getting off track here.
Yep.
We.
One last one that's coming to. HBO Max in I guess what do you call it?
What do we call it?
Excitement for the new King Kong movie, Kong Skull Island. Is
oh dude, yeah. Oh my gosh. Listen, hey, I would love to do a whole thing on Godzilla and King Kong.
Dude, let's do it. Yeah.
Love it.
I don't like you would be schooling me because I may have watched.
I wouldn't want to say schooling,
ones, but. Actually, no, I watched the newer one with Bryan Cranston, but then he died real fast, and I was like, why am I here?
Yeah, no, it's depressing. Well, you got to realize that it's not about the people, because I cried during the second Godzilla.
The second
I think one. I told you about this.
Like the older?
No, the newest one. Well, the one after the Bryan Cranston movie. And the reason why is just because there's a scene in the movie where it became very humanizing. And well, the whole movie is about being a fucking human. I hate to say it like that.
Well, yeah,
but,
I mean, it's just like mortality.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's well, not even that, dude. No, it's what it is that the second movie is King of the Monsters, Godzilla King of the Monsters. And the whole point of this is that Godzilla is on this earth to protect us from other monsters that live on this earth. Okay? And like there's like Mayan like
Turks cults.
Yeah, yeah. Hieroglyphics. Yeah, those guys. And whatever. Yeah, so they're like, oh, okay, Godzilla beats this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy.
Oh, so they found, like,
right.
Old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, but the thing that is like the, what the hell, what's this? The main villain is King Ghidorah, the King Ghidra, whatever you want to call it, the three-headed monster. Okay. And that one was like the one that was on top of the mountain. Okay. And, long story short, those animals, like, they replenish the earth as they destroy each other or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, scientists from the first movie, the female, and
Charlie Day?
Spoilers, huh?
Charlie Day, is he in it again?
No.
Wait, am I thinking of something else? I'm thinking of, like...
You're thinking of another movie.
Pacific Rim or something.
Pacific Rim, yeah.
No, that's not... Yeah, it is.
It's Pacific Rim. I was going to say Skyrim, but that's a game. No, Pacific Rim.
He was also a scientist in the new Jurassic Parks, too, I think.
Oh, dude. Yeah, damn, he was.
But,
yeah.
No.
Anyway. No, you're good. Samsonite. I was way off. Anyway, so Godzilla has to fight all these people. As they replenish the air, blah, blah, blah. Scientist realizes this, and... Like the evil villain that's like the human evil villain, okay? Like that wants to take over the world.
Yeah.
They like team up and they're like, hey, let's like unleash this. Like, I have this machine that talks to these animals through like, you know, buttons and shit, you know, like bats, whatever. Yeah. And basically, they just destroy the whole fucking world.
Nice.
Destroy the whole world. Like, they just, like, and it's just such an unbelievable thing. Because like there's a fight scene where like they're in Massachusetts and like they're in Boston and they're like destroying Boston / Fenway Park and it's just crazy. It's a crazy Godzilla fight, but the plot is just kind of blah. Like, it's wild. They're just like, how can we get all the monsters here?
Right.
You know?
It's a lot of, like, yeah. That's kind of like that, what was that movie? Rampage.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it, but I've heard it's kind of eh.
It was, yeah, but it's like they just tried to, like, get all the monsters into, like, a one kind of...
Get it all in there.
Just throw them in.
Just throw them in there.
Go.
Yeah. It's going to fit.
Dude, we should, like, whenever Godzilla vs. Kong comes out, we should, like, stream it.
I would love that. Yeah. Godzilla is one of my favorite movies of all time. Well, Godzilla is one of my favorite. I love King Kong as well. Gosh, like every day it seems like I was going to a movie store and renting a Godzilla or a King Kong movie.
Oh man.
And then the old one, I hope to God he fights an octopus. Like in the first one, man. Now, of course, I haven't seen it in probably 15 years, but King Kong fights this massive octopus. Because he, you know, Skull Island. He lives on Skull Island in the old movie.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he protects his people, you know, and somehow this, before Godzilla comes in the picture, he, like, yeah, fights this massive freaking, like I said, squid or octopus. And it's an octopus, sorry, there's a difference. Yeah, it's just so, it was so great. But it's literally a man in a gorilla costume fighting maybe a bag with eight legs. You know what I mean? Right. Like you don't.
Right.
I really don't even know what it could be.
Exactly. Like old like Power Rangers with knocking over cardboard buildings.
Right. Like, yeah, dude. Yeah. But
like, it was like at the time it was like, what? Holy shit. And then
right.
Now we're like.
Well, yeah. So another example that I clearly remember that I like thought was so cool, but I know it's just silly now. There's a scene where Godzilla and King Kong are like sliding down the mountain, but they're clearly sliding down a hill. Like it's just two dudes in suits sliding down a dirt hill. You know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Cuts to like a snowy mountain to like a grassy hill.
Well, no, it's just like, it's dirt the whole time.
Right.
Just dirt the whole time. You know what I mean? It's like, well, they clearly got a pile of dirt. And just, you know what I mean? Like yeah. Mountain. You know?
Only 10 feet. They just keep recycling the footage. They're like, all right, go back to the top.
Yeah. To the top. Scooby-Doo. That's literally it. Yeah, very excited about that. I'm very excited for the little things, too, because that's on there for a limited time. HBO Max on there for a limited time. Oh, my gosh. What else we got?
Washington, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto, which is supposed to be. I feel like that's going to be really good.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But I'm excited. So of course, this ain't a new movie coming out. But of course, this also just came to HBO Max. Ready Player One.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't watched that all the way through yet, which I would love to. I think I fell asleep or something. But
mm-hmm.
It's crazy how much they integrate from like present day video games and how much licensing they probably had to do to get like Tracer from Overwatch into it. Like,
oh
all
yeah,
these different. Like franchises that they get like the main character from, that I'm just like, how did they do this?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Timing is of the essence.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then of course, King of Staten Island. I haven't heard anything about it, but I do want to watch it.
I definitely need to watch it. I've heard really good things. I forget where I think I like read like a review article one day, but like it's. Like I love Pete Davidson and I mm-hmm. love Bill Burr.
Oh yeah, like, I totally forgot Bill Burr's in the movie.
Oh yeah, he's like the
totally forgot
opposite
it.
Like main character. I remember them talking about it on Your Mom's House like years or like a year or two ago.
Yeah,
and I was just like, man, like a Pete Davidson and Bill Burr movie, that's gonna be awesome. And
no,
I'm still not having watched it.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's Rampage, like I was talking about.
Yeah, no, hey, good old Rampage. Yep. Apparently, there's a new Rock TV show on called Young Rock or something like that. Baby Rock or something.
Pebble?
Yeah, like Pebble, yeah. Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I also saw that lockdown is like, it's funny to see that we've already come to the conclusion of filming a movie that revolves around COVID. It's like these guys,
yeah.
Like, it's Anna Kendrick, who I freaking love, and I don't know who the other guy is, but like apparently they're like they're getting ready to separate, but then COVID hits, and they, you know, find their way back together.
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. Shit.
Yeah, no, sorry. You said Anna Kendrick, and I was like, you know what, man? I don't see it.
I didn't see it either, and I was like, what the fuck? That does not look like her. Because if it was Anna Kendrick, her eye would be, like, way further over to the side.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, you ain't kidding, though. Yeah, it's a huge difference.
I fucking love Anne Hathaway, and...
I'm not even gonna butcher his name. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, no. I'm looking at it. I'm like, dude, no. I'm sorry. I want to hear it. I want to hear it out loud.
Yeah, right.
You can't even YouTube it and like, all right, let's like, someone saying name. You know what I mean? Like right. Blank name.
Asia 4? I don't know. But it said whenever I was looking at it earlier, it said like romance / heist.
Oh. So
I'm like, oh, another element. See, that could make me want to watch it.
Like, yeah.
It's just a love story, fine, fun, whatever. But like, if there's a little heist element, then maybe so.
Yeah, and actually, that's very interesting. And it's funny. She's in Ocean's 8.
Is she?
Yeah. That's dude, yeah. And like, spoiler. Selena Kyle. She's Catwoman, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was Catwoman Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She was Catwoman. Was not anymore. Catwoman. Yeah.
I thought, was. I saw that there's a Batwoman series on that's coming on HBO, or is not on. I don't know, but I didn't dig into it, so I was like, oh, is she the new... No, you said Catwoman.
Yeah, no. Batwoman, I think. The new Catwoman is Zoe Kravitz.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very excited for that. Yeah. Let's
get into these guys.
Well, yeah. Let's wrap up. HBO Max with the DC
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Titans is one that I never really gave a shot, but damn, I loved the Teen Titans when I was the animated series.
Yeah.
When I was younger,
Is the one where they're like, "Fuck Batman," you know?
Yeah. For the trailer, I heard it wasn't very good. Like, it kind of sucks that like DC is still struggling. And then they got Doom Patrol, which was like a spinoff of that, because like I was reading about it, and it said that the Doom Patrol appeared in like season 4 of Titans or something.
Really?
So that's I think where it kind of evolved.
Oh.
But Doom Patrol I think looks pretty good. Like Titans is like an NBC or something. It's a regular network thing.
Oh, okay.
But Doom Patrol is
it might be CW. They do that stuff.
They do. You're right.
They do those
like
things.
Arrow, Daredevil, but I don't think it is. I don't think it's one of those.
Okay.
But yeah, Doom Patrol is an HBO Max original, which is very interesting as well. But
yeah, and I have watched one episode of that, and like I said, very interesting, funny.
I feel like it reminds me a lot of Umbrella Academy.
Yeah. Well, this is the interesting aspect. It is very similar, but the main character is Umbrella Academy. It's sad to say I've watched it enough to understand what's going on. Haven't sat and watched the whole thing, but I don't know who the main character is in Umbrella Academy.
Well, there doesn't necessarily need to be. It's about the family.
Right. That's the thing. Exactly. They're all family. That's the, and that, you know, I've definitely watched enough to be like, I don't think there is.
And I think I know who the main character is, but I don't want to say it because it might be spoilers.
Oh, okay. Then we'll leave that be for another time.
Because I still haven't seen the second season, but from what the first season led up to, it seems like there's a most important character.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But with that being said, Doom Patrol, there's without a doubt a main character. It's the opening scene, or you know, of the show, and it's Brendan Fraser's character,
the robot guy.
Yeah, and what he is, he's a race car driver.
Oh,
yeah, huh. And you know, he's literally a badass rookie Bobby.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And he's just like, yeah, I'm winning. Like, oh man, I'm, you know, hey, I'm, you know, cheating on my wife, you know what I mean? Like, I get, you know, doing a bunch of blow. Like, it's the 80s, you know what I mean? Like, late 80s, Brendan Fraser, having a good old time, all that stuff. He ends up dying in a car accident, all right? And they take his brain, the main, like, the doctor, or, like, you know, or the guy that assembles the family, and puts it in a robot. Like, it's kind of, like, weird.
Yeah, it looks...
You know, like, likely story.
It's like a halfway house for, like, disturbed superheroes.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't know. I feel like I would definitely enjoy. But yeah, one thing I wanted to touch on real fast is we did talk a lot of shit last week on DC for not showing up in movies or series, but you know where they do show up, which I forgot about.
Where?
Animation.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Marvel does not have animated stuff. They don't. And that is where DC is like coming in strong.
They did for a brief second. Like I remember early Spider-Man, you know, like
yeah,
Spider-Man movies that came out with Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah.
Can't forget about that. But like, man, when you try to think of like the like superhero TV shows you watch, like Batman
yeah.
Beyond, Bat, like the Batman animated series, like I don't know, like and like even now I'll go watch the movies that come out. You know, in 2020, or like they keep making good animated movies. Like
yeah, no,
one, like,
you're 100% right. They don't mess around in animated, and I do appreciate them for that because it's weird. Like they kind of just get it right there.
Yeah, the Justice League movies are great. Like the Suicide Squad movie, I watched the Suicide Squad animated movie, and then I went and watched the original, the live action, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, I've already seen this movie. Because I
yeah.
Everyone's the same. Like everything to the end was the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
and see,
I was like, I've already seen it. I know what happens.
And that's like the hardest hardest thing. And that's where they kind of bite themselves on the ass is that it's a prime example of what I'm going at with this is that they don't really know what they're trying to like they're making their own world, Jared, but they don't know what to do with it. Like, hey, what's the idea? What's this? But they take Justice League from the cartoon.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, the animated series is so good that it definitely is qualified to be a live action movie script. But now that it's an animated, you can't do it. You know what I mean? You can't do it again. Like, you can definitely take all the elements.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you need a new story. You need a new story.
Keep all the elements. Like, exactly.
All the elements. Like, listen, I want OJ flavored in a pop. Give me Orange Crush. Okay? I don't want carbonated orange juice.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to give me is carbonated orange juice. I want an Orange Crush. If I want oranges or orange juice, let's get orange juice.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They don't know how to.
They don't know what to put together. Like, I swear to God, if they, like, how do you said that the new Suicide Squad is not a sequel, it is a reboot.
It's a reboot.
If it's the same fucking plot. I'm done with
I'm
DC.
Done. Yeah.
I give up on you guys. Like,
yeah.
You cannot tell me that you put every, you did this all over again for the same shitty result. So, like, please, DC, if you're listening, please make it a different plot.
One thing.
Characters, all you want. Just, like, start it from scratch. Go ahead, show them collecting and getting into, like, the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, like, don't play the prison scene again. Like, the same heist situation with the leader and they have to go kill the leader at the end. Don't do it. I've seen it three times.
No. Yeah, but they can't do it. Don't need none of that.
Nope.
Oh, excuse me. Oh. Yeah. But, Like once again, yeah, we can talk about HBO Max all day. Love DC. I mean, hell, dude, they have Scooby Doo on here now. Like I said, I can go all day. This might turn into an HBO Twitch show. No, I'm kidding. It's not though. We're not. We like keeping it real.
Oh yeah.
Keeping it real light. But we're gonna switch over to Netflix here for the last part of the show to wrap things up, and then we'll send it off here into the weekend with everybody, and hopefully y'all could watch these shows.
You know it.
And then maybe next week y'all could send us comments in the chat and say, hey, this movie sucked, don't watch it.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to tell us.
And then we can tell other people and we'll give you a shout-out.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout-out and a high-five and a sticker. Give you a sticker with your name on it. But, yeah, since it popped up... We already talked about The Night Stalker last time. Loved it.
Yeah, I still need to give that a shot because I've heard from several people that it's very good.
Yeah. Yeah. New Big Mouth. Season 4 of Big Mouth.
Nice.
They're at camp. I love it. I saw in the emails, yeah, new seasons of Sabrina.
Yeah.
And it's the final season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's depressing. It's depressing. Obviously, of course, I haven't seen season three or, yeah, but, or part four, I don't know, part three, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dropped a ball on that. But, of course, getting back into this, we got to watch it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing, even though it's not new, is I need to watch Glow. I am obsessed with Alison Brie. I fucking love her.
Oh, the dude, yeah. You 100% would love Glow.
And what's his name? Maron's in it.
Oh, Mark Maron, yeah. Mark Maron, fellow podcaster. Right, yeah.
Hey, if you're out there, Mark.
Hey, cheers. Mark, we love you. We love you, Mark. I listen to What the Fuck all the time.
But he was on your mom's house, and I heard him talk about being on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I absolutely love Glow.
Wait a minute. Because of Community. I love Community.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I actually got to look. I definitely watched season three, right? Yes, I did. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Very Glow Christmas. Yeah. Just.
Nice.
Yeah. Love me some Glow. Definitely got to check that out. It said, Cobra Kai.
Still
haven't watched any of Cobra Kai.
I haven't either. They keep trying to get me to watch it.
Who's they?
Netflix. Hey, look, you like karate? I'm like, no, I've never watched a karate movie on here. They're like, you like karate?
You like karate? Look at you.
But you definitely, but you're 28 and you grew up when The Karate Kid was on, so we want you to watch it.
Watch a karate. Yeah, no, that's great. Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Also, I need to watch Queen's Gambit. I feel like I would really enjoy it for some reason. I don't know why, but like this, the filming looks like really like well done.
Yeah. Well, it looks intense, and I love strategy. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, like I don't play chess. I don't play checkers. I don't play cards. But I love strategy.
Yeah.
Love it.
And it's like from what I've heard, it's not even about chess. Like you don't need to be like know all these combinations of stuff. It's about her. I mean, it's about
it's
working our way through.
Her playing a quote unquote man's game, which is the dumbest thing in the entire world. It's just showing like, oh wait, she has longer hair.
Yeah. Right.
Why is she doing it?
She has different genitals, but she still has good brain.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I thought that didn't work that way.
Yeah, right.
But that's no, it's
possible.
Yeah. Would love to see the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah. But the biggest one from my list that I wanted to touch on is Disenchantment season 3 is on.
Really?
Yeah. It's from the makers of Futurama and The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And very well done. I like it a lot. On
Rumpelstiltskin? Yeah.
What the fuck's his name? Click on it real fast.
It is. Oh wait. If it lets me, here we go.
Eric Andre.
Oh okay. He's okay.
Like one of the main characters.
Oh no way.
Oh yeah. He's like a little demon guy. He's always like talking shit. It's awesome.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's it.
That guy.
But like, I love Disenchantment. I mean, I also am obsessed with Futurama.
Yeah.
But like, I love medieval shit and Futurama. So, like, this is perfect.
Yeah. So, it's like, it's weird. Like, I always, like, found shows to not enjoy, not because I watched them or, like, didn't like, you know, what was on, you know, the show. Mm-hmm. It was just because it was following my favorite show.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And it turned it off for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I'm like, ah, 4 hours of this now.
It's not this. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel that.
Yeah, and that's why I never got into Futurama, but of course I love The Simpsons.
I
enjoy The Simpsons. Huh?
I can't get into The Simpsons.
Oh,
as
really?
As much as I love adult animation, I crush Futurama, I love Family Guy. I think it's because I'm probably not for you because you obviously love both, but like one or the other, Simpsons or Family Guy. And older people like Simpsons, but like more toward our generation like Family Guy because they grew up with it.
Yeah, no, it's just like, you're absolutely right, because I would see The Simpsons as more of a, like, newspaper comedy.
Yeah.
And I see Family Guy as, like,
not even cartoons.
Oh, no, just raunchy.
Yeah. Okay. Like, maybe that's why I can't get into it.
Yeah, no, it's raunchy, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they would say, oh my God, I can't even say it because it'd be fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's just right. Like, yeah, just say fucked up shit.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, ooh. That's the difference. Like, he would say, what the deuce, you like, oh, bloody hell, you,
right,
you know, wanker, what the fuck, you know, like,
right,
piece of shit. Like, I'll cut your throat out, you know, right, what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he would never say that.
Trying to kill his mom.
Yeah, Bart would never say that.
I haven't seen any of the 25 seasons of The Simpsons, but I don't know if there are any where he tries to kill his mom.
Never. No. Not even close. Not even close. He's, like, trying to, like, get away from the bully.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's it.
Yeah.
Outsmarting him. That other than that, it's literally him. Yeah. Or yeah, Stewie is a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hardcore.
Hardcore. But everything about the show is totally different. But yeah, of course, one is newspaper ads or newspaper comedy, and the other one is just like Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I can't go back. Like, I've tried jumping in different seasons. I'm like,
oh yeah. So yeah.
It just doesn't click with me. I don't get Homer, I guess. But
yeah, he's just too dumb.
Yeah, right.
Like, and it's just the times. I'll never say it again. But literally, Tropic Thunder, Robert Downey Jr. telling Ben Stiller, "Hey, you never go full blown."
Yeah.
And that's what Homer is full blown.
Yeah, it's too much. It's excessive.
Right.
Like, at least there are, like, redeeming qualities for Peter. Like, he'll,
yes,
he'll get it.
He's like,
together.
Oh, I just try to be an idiot.
He'll get it together in order to be an idiot. Like, he'll set up elaborate things.
Exactly.
But like,
exactly.
But like, you still have to get there at some point. You know.
No, 100%. 100%. That's the difference. Like, yeah. Homer is not deliberate at all. He's just.
Just floating around.
Yeah.
Nuts and beer.
Exactly. He's floating around. That's actually the best way to put him. He's floating around.
Just whatever happens to him.
Yeah. In which he thinks that he's actually controlling the current. That's the only thing. That's what makes him dumb. He's floating around and he thinks he's controlling the current,
yeah,
in the ocean. Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I know there was one notification for Bonding season 2. That bondage show, like, it's about like this girl and like this guy.
Okay.
And they are like trying to like get into the BDSM scene in New York or something. I never watched it. It was just one of those emails that I got in like the thing. But like the season 2 of that just came out. So.
Wow.
So it must be pretty good. I don't know. It's a scripted show. It's not like a.
Oh, okay.
Show. Yeah.
Okay. This is like, I'm a little interested here.
But
Bonding.
Yeah, other than that, I guess that Fate, the Winx show that we talked about last week, that's on here now, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, let's check that out real quick here. Know. You said Fate Winx. Spell that for me.
Where's W-Y-N-X?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're right, dude. What am I thinking? Yeah. Okay. Determined to master their enchanting powers, a group of teens navigate rivalry, romance, and supernatural studies at Alphea, a magical boarding school.
Oh, it's TVMA? Oh!
What does that mean?
It's a kids show. It's like for, like, that's like above R.
Oh.
Because like, Winx was like a cartoon fairy show.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be a fucking kids show. I might be a little more interested in that.
I
TVMA, like that's like the highest, the hardest rating you can get.
Really?
Well, I mean, it doesn't go higher.
That's actually really interesting.
Because there could be like a lot of blood and gore and shit. Like,
yeah.
Now I'm interested. I thought it was just gonna be like I definitely.
What? No, he just wait. What? He just walked through another. What the fuck? See, yeah, I'm so lost. I don't even know what the hell we're watching right now.
Me neither. Oh, so this isn't the preview. This is the show. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I literally just pressed A. I was like, oh, fuck it. Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get that anywhere.
No, never. Yeah, we're not. Probably not going to get far at all. I don't know. We might get lucky. You get a little drip drip. Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, what we're going to get already. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, he was, I think he was looking for his sheep or something, or like his goat that's up in a tree. Oh, God.
Yeah, right? Goat's up in a tree.
Get up there, Jerry.
Oh, my. Do you think we'll see it?
It's a teenage girl!
Wow, it's Katy Perry! Yeah. Did it get him? Oh, he just fell. He's okay, just yeah, old. He's old, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Chuck.
Oh! Yeah. Blood! Just like that. Wow. The Wink Saga. Fate. Yeah, I really didn't know what you said, because obviously I know how to spell fate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's just like, I want to make sure. Like, yeah, hey, like, it's been, like, life's been so hard, like, can you spell fate for me?
Yeah,
please?
F, the number 8. All right, about ready to wrap this up, because I got
Peace. No, absolutely. No. We got a, hey, for the sake of that bladder. No, I'm right there with you. Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone, you could check these shows out on, of course, your streaming services. Y'all get the same emails as us, unless you, I've noticed that the emails for Netflix are very specific, you know? So like, they're more like, oh, hey, because you watch this,
Right.
You know, yep. But HBO Max is like, this is what we got going on. Yep. Like it all. And we hope that you like all of this show. And thank you very much for tuning in. Jared, before you release that bladder, got anything to say for the fans?
Enjoy the last game of the NFL season this weekend, folks.
Yeah, the last game, the very end of the season.
I wish it had an easier name to say that we were allowed to say.
The game finisher.
Yeah.
No,
super.
The season finisher. Finish season.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Finish.
Alrighty. But yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah. alrighty, guys. Ladies and gents, be safe, stay cool, wear a mask, and until next time, thanks for tuning in.